This is Sunday morning, 6:30:19. This is a Prophet's Corner Uncut. The title of this is Complete. Complete. We're going to be looking at a few scriptures in this word. Colossians 2 is the first one. Colossians 2, verse 10. And you are in Him made full and having come to fullness of life. And He is the head of all rule and authority. I forgot to read verse 9. It says, for in Him the whole fullness of deity continues to dwell in bodily form. Giving complete expression of the divine nature. So we are complete in Him. I don't know if the King James Version says complete. It might. The Amplified didn't. Okay, complete there means it's pleroo is the word. According to God's word, you are complete. God's word are the facts. Complete right there means to replete, to cram, level up a hollow, to furnish or imbue. Diffuse, influence, satisfy, execute as an office or finish a period or task, verify, coincide with a prediction. In other words, what that speaks to me is just whatever we need, we have. The bywords there are accomplish after, be complete and expire, full up, fulfill, be made full, come, fully preach, perfect supply. The vine says, to fill in the passive voice, to be made full. It's translated complete, made full, or accomplished. So it's kind of just hits you everywhere, whatever you need. The carnal love interpretation of this, or what it said to me when I read it, is this: a winner, favored, graced, and supplied to accomplish. God says you are complete in Him. It takes a false narrative to discredit these facts. Now, remember how we started this off? The first teaching I taught you about, God's Word of the facts. Conformity to the world system is that false narrative that discredits the facts in God's Word. Satan, as God of this world system, has been pushing this narrative since Genesis chapter 3 in the garden when he suggested to Eve, hath God said? He, Satan, is a thief and a liar and is his aim, and his aim is to kill. Jesus said in John 8:32, and you will know the truth, and the truth will make you free. That's transformation. The whole world is under Satan's illusion. Destroy the illusion in your life. Fear, F-E-A-R, false evidence appearing real. It is an illusion. All right, we're going to look at some scriptures here. 1 Corinthians chapter 2. Verse 12. Now we have not received the Spirit that belongs to the world, but the Holy Spirit who is from God, given to us that we might realize and comprehend and appreciate the gifts of divine favor and blessing so freely and lavishly bestowed on us by God. And we are setting these truths forth in words not taught by human wisdom, but taught by the Holy Spirit, combining and interpreting spiritual truths with spiritual language to those who possess the Holy Spirit. Okay, 2 Timothy 1:7, I believe that God has not given us the spirit of fear. Yeah, God did not give us a spirit of timidity, of cowardice, of craving and cringing and fawning fear. But He has given us a spirit of power and of love and of calm and well-balanced mind and discipline and self-control. Believe the facts of God's Word. Believe His Word is what He's saying. We're complete in Him. He's already said so in His Word. Who's telling us otherwise? Jesus said in John 14, do not let your hearts be troubled. You believe and adhere to and trust and rely on God, believing and adhere to and trust in and rely on me also. In my Father's house are many dwelling places. If it were not so, I would have told you, for I'm going away to prepare a place for you. And when I go and make ready a place for you, I will come back again. I will take you to myself, that where I am, there you may be also. Jesus said in verse 6, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. Verse 10, do you not believe that I'm in the Father and the Father in me? What I'm telling you, I do not say on my own authority and of my own accord, but the Father who lives continually in me, he does the works, his own miracles, deeds of power. Verse 12, I assure you most solemnly, I tell you, if anyone steadfastly believes in me, he will himself be able to do these things that I do. And he will do even greater things because I go to the Father. And I will do whatever you ask in my name, so the Father may be glorified. I will grant whatever you ask in my name. I will not leave you as orphans, verse 18. Well, verse 17 talks about the Spirit of Truth that's come alongside us, inside of us. I will not leave you as orphans. I will come back to you. Over here in verse 27, peace I leave with you. My peace I get now give and bequeath to you. Not as the world gives do I give to you. Do not let your hearts be troubled, neither let them be afraid. All right, Philippians 4, we just read that in the last teaching about what we dwell on. About not fretting about anything. All right, let's look at 2 Corinthians 12. This is the story of Paul when he's talking about all the revelations the Lord gave him, the messenger of Satan sent to buffet him. And God spoke something to Paul. And it wasn't just for Paul. It says here, verse 8, three times I called upon the Lord and besought him about this and begged that it might depart from me. And he said to me, my grace is enough for you, for my strength and power are made perfect and show themselves most effective in your weakness. Therefore, I will all the more gladly glory in my weaknesses and infirmities, that the strength and power of Christ may rest upon me. So for the sake of Christ, I am well pleased and take pleasure in infirmities, insults, hardships, persecution, perplexities, and distresses. For when I'm weak, then I am strong. So Paul, in Acts, we see that Paul learned to walk through the things. In Acts, you know, the serpent came out of the fire and fastened on his hand and just shook it off. The facts are, the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus made me free, made you free from the law, sin, and death. It is a struggle to fully realize this, but don't give in because you're already what the Word of God says you are. You are complete. Okay. Romans 8. It's like telling Gideon, when Gideon's griping about, well, the Midianites, you know, he was hiding the wheat because the Midianites had stolen blind. They didn't have any food to eat, so he was had a little bit of wheat. He was hiding it and threshing it hiding it from them. And God calls him a mighty man of fearless courage, and he's just as weak, negative. But God called him a mighty man of fearless courage, and he said, I want you to go deliver your people. It's a choice. Okay, 8:31. What then shall we say to all this? If God is for us, who can be against us? Who can be our foe if God is on our side? He who did not withhold or spare even his own son, but gave him up for us all, will he not also with him freely and graciously give us all other things? Who shall bring any charge against God's elect? God when it is God who justifies, that is, who puts us in right relation to himself, who shall come forward and accuse or impeach those whom God has chosen? Will God, who acquits us? Who is there to condemn us? Will Christ Jesus, the Messiah who died, or rather who was raised from the dead, who is at the right hand of God, actually pleading as he intercedes for us? Gosh, you can't get any better than Jesus praying for you. Who shall ever separate us from Christ's love? Shall suffering and affliction and tribulation or calamity and distress or persecution or anger or destitution or peril of sword? Even as it is written, for thy sake we are put to death all the day long. We are regarded and counted as sheep for the slaughter. Yet amid all these things we are more than conquerors and gain a surpassing victory through him who loved us. For I am persuaded beyond doubt, am sure that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor things impending, nor threatening, nor things to come, nor powers, nor height, nor depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. A false narrative. That's the only thing that can knock us off our throne. A false narrative. All right, 2 Kings. This is 2 Kings chapter 6. Verse 8. When the king of Syria was warring against Israel, after counseling with his servants, he said, and such a place shall be my camp. Then the man of God sent to the king of Israel, saying, beware that you pass not such a place, for the Syrians are coming down there. Then the king of Israel sent to the place of which Elisha told and warned, and thus he protected and saved himself there repeatedly. Therefore the mind of the king of Syria was greatly troubled by this thing. He called his servants and said, will you show me who of us is for the king of Israel? He had inside, you know, somebody was getting inside information. One of his servants said, none, my lord king, O king, but Elisha, the prophet who's in Israel, tells the king of Israel the words that you speak in your bedchamber. He said, go and see where he is, that I may send and seize him. And it was told him, he is in Dothan. So the Syrian king sent their horses, chariots, and a great army. They came by night and surrounded the city. When the servant of the man of God rose early and went out, behold, an army with horses and chariots was around the city. Elisha's servant said to him, alas, my master, what shall we do? Elisha answered, fear not, for those with us are more than those with them. Then Elisha prayed, Lord, I pray you opened his eyes that he may see. And the Lord opened the young man's eyes, and he saw, and behold, the mountain was full of horses and chariots of fire round about Elisha. There's the facts. There's the facts. Okay, Hebrews 11. The Lord's encouraging, if you hadn't noticed, the Lord's encouraging us today to believe what His Word says about us. All right, this is Hebrews 11:35. You know, it's not 11, it's 10. I wrote that down wrong. Yeah, it's 10. Do not therefore fling away your fearless confidence, for it carries a great and glorious compensation and reward. If you have need of steadfast patience and endurance, that you may perform and fully accomplish the will of God, and thus receive and carry away and enjoy to the full what is promised. For still a little while, a very little while, and the coming one will come, and he will not delay, but the just shall live by faith. No matter what you see or hear, always be aware of the facts. Stay in the winner's circle. Okay, I want to read to you 2 Thessalonians because I feel like this is where we live. This is the day we live in. 2 Thessalonians chapter 2. This is verse 1. It says, but relative to the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ and our gathering together to him, we beg you, brethren, not to allow your minds to be quickly unsettled or disturbed or kept excited or alarmed, whether it be by some revelation of spirit or by word or by letter from us, to the effect that the day of the Lord has arrived and is here. Let no one deceive or beguile you in any way, for that day will not come except the apostasy comes first. I'm telling you, it seems like it's already come. And the man of lawlessness is revealed, who is the son of doom, who opposes and exalts himself so proudly and insolently against and over all that is called God or that is worshipped, taking his seat in the temple of God, proclaiming that he himself is God. Do you not recollect that when I was still with you, I told you these things, and now you know what is restraining him. It is so that he may be manifested in his own time. For the mystery of lawlessness against constituted authority is already at work in the world, restrained only until he who restrains is taken out of the way. When the lawless one will be revealed, the Lord Jesus will slay him with the breath of his mouth and bring him to an end by his appearing at his coming. The coming is through the activity and working of Satan, will be attended by great power with all sorts of pretended miracles and signs and elusive marvels, lying wonders, and by unlimited sedition to evil and with all wicked deception for those who are perishing. But they did not welcome the truth, but refused to love it that they might be saved. Therefore God sends upon them a misleading influence, a working of error, and a strong delusion to make them believe what is false, in order that all may be judged and condemned who did not believe. They took pleasure in unrighteousness. But we, brethren, beloved by the Lord, ought and are obligated to give thanks always to God for you, because God chose you from the beginning as his first fruits for salvation through the sanctifying work of the Holy Spirit and your belief in the truth. To this end, that he called you through our gospel, so that you may obtain and share in the glory of our Lord Jesus Christ. So then, brethren, stand firm and hold fast to the traditions and instructions which you were taught by us, whether by our word of mouth or by letter. Now may our Lord Jesus Christ himself and our Father, who loved us and gave us everlasting consolation and encouragement and well-founded hope through grace, comfort and encourage your hearts and strengthen them in every good work and word. The word there, delusion, it's spelled plain, P-L-A-N-E, but it's plane. It means fraudulence or a straying from. In other words, Satan's a fraud. The vine says it's a wandering whereby those who are led astray roam hither and thither, mental strain, wrong opinion, error in morals or religion. This is what the Lord began to say to me here. You should not be surprised by what you are seeing. I'm using my trumpet to drain the swamp. You have been saying, when am I going to see something? Here's a partial list of the creatures that have been coming up, being exposed from the swamp. So I wrote here, swamp creatures exposed. And I'm just going to read to you the ones I could think of, and there's many more. Election interference and voter fraud. False flag events. Planned Parenthood selling the body parts. Organ harvesting. Satanic ritual, drinking of blood, and cannibalism. Private banking system, Federal Reserve, Central Bank, and the IRS, all of them that have been stealing from us for years, and it's against the Constitution. The USA Corporation, Pedogate, Collusion Gate, FISA Gate, the Alien Disclosure, Big Pharma, Open Borders, 16-year plan to destroy America, forced vaccinations, propaganda through Hollywood and social media giants and the fake news, chemtrails, contrails, geoengineering, DARPA, Facebook, Five Eyes Spying, and spying on American citizens. Many more things that are not even mentioned here. Do not get caught in the illusion delusion, but stay with the facts. It is a mess right now, but it will be cleaned up soon. So there's many other things, if you could just sit and think about it, that has been exposed just in the last 3 years. Okay. All right.